It's Helping Hand, weekly feature on HPR1 stations statewide on Friday afternoons. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we are learning about the Ronald McDonald House Hawaii. It's a returning guest organization, and Honolulu's Ronald McDonald Houses are open 24 hours a day, year-round. They're a temporary home for families that have to come to the Honolulu area seeking specialized medical treatment for children's catastrophic illnesses. Guest families also come from not just throughout the islands, but throughout the South Pacific. And a lot of the folks who are assisted by the service come from islands other than Oahu. We're going to hear about the many ways that people can support them, too. And we're joined today by the Ronald McDonald House Hawaii Public Relations and Marketing Senior Manager, Michelle Willard, to help us do that. Aloha and welcome, Michelle. Thanks for doing this.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks so much for having me.
You are super welcome, and great to have this organization in the building again. And even though it is one of those names that's helped a lot of folks and has a certain amount of visibility to a number of people, I imagine there are many people who are listening who have been fortunate to never have needed the services of it. And then sometimes because of that, they forget exactly how something works. So fill folks in on your mission.
Sure. So Ronald McDonald House Charities of Hawaii is a 501c3 nonprofit organization providing a home away from home for seriously ill children and their families. So what that means, Dave, is that a lot of families on the outer islands and throughout the Pacific region don't have access to medical care. So a lot of the time, these families need to fly over to Oahu to receive medical treatment. And sometimes the diagnosis isn't the best and could be cancer-related or another serious illness, and they need a place to stay for quite some time. And so the Ronald McDonald House provides a home while they're receiving medical treatment. And the great thing about our organization is we accept the families, not just the child.
So there's a couple things there. So one is there could be a child that needs to get treatment in this, and you correct me if I have any of this wrong.
Sure.
If there's a child and needs to get treatment in the Honolulu area, it's going to be an extended stay, but not going to be needed to be in the hospital for that stay. They could stay at the Ronald McDonald House with their family while they're getting service.
Correct. So a lot of times, if their child needs medical treatment, the family also, you know, that child has siblings. And so we help house the siblings and the child, and the family will actually come fly over here and stay at the Ronald McDonald House for months.
Right. Yeah, I previously, and sometimes it's very humbling to hear this. There, maybe you are or are not aware. There were some statistics. Gene, who used to come and do this for you guys, told me, very, very humbling, like the length of time one family had stayed there or something.
Yeah, we had a recent family who stayed with us for over 7 months. Right. Her child was diagnosed with cancer early on, and they become, you know, part of our family and our ohana, and we're so grateful to be helping these families who really need us and need a home to stay while their child is receiving medical treatment. Just in 2018, we helped over 315 families, and about 46% of our families come from the Big Island. So a pretty big number. About 33% come from Maui, and 9% Kauai, and about 7% from the mainland. Sometimes people are just vacationing, Dave, you know, coming here, vacationing. The mother gives birth early. That happens, and the child has to be sent to the NICU at one of our hospitals. And so they need a place to stay right away.
Yeah, medical emergencies come up, and there are just so many costs with the medical part alone, let alone what you're talking about, which is you have to continue to be, you know, have a roof over your head, or if you have loved ones and you're lucky enough to have them with you, what's going to happen with them? And so if someone needs help, what are the requirements, I guess, first and foremost, before we hear about the facilities and the ways people can support it? Are there any specific requirements you would just want to throw out there?
So you have to be referred to the Ronald McDonald House. You can't just pick up the phone and call us. So your doctor needs to refer you to the house, and then they go through our house managers and see if we have room availability.
Okay. And so that's pretty easy on the requirement end. And then availability, great lead into describe the facilities that you guys have here in the Honolulu area.
Sure. We have two houses in Manoa, one on Judd Hillside and the other on Oahu Avenue. They're both beautiful homes that are older, which is nice because we're in the historic kind of district area. And we have one house that serves just the families who come stay with us, meaning the siblings and the child that needs medical attention. And the other house is inpatient. So what that means is the child is in the NICU or they have to permanently stay in the hospital, and the house is just for the parents who need a place to stay. And you know, the cost of a hotel is really expensive. The cost of food is really expensive on the island. So, you know, today is Giving Tuesday. I'm not sure when you're going to air this, but it's really important that we raise funds. A lot of people think, you know, Ronald McDonald House is not a 501c3 nonprofit, but we do have to raise all of our own funds to support these two houses.
And those places, some of the things that are available for the families there, just to describe it, Gene used to talk about some of the things, fax, copy machine, computer, what is still there?
Sure. We provide transportation to and from the hospital. We provide food for the families. So they have a kitchen that's open and they can use it at any time. We have a tremendous amount of volunteers. We have just last year alone, we had 8,744 volunteer hours at the Ronald McDonald House. And a lot of those volunteers come and they'll cook families meals. I think these families are going through a really traumatic experience, and they're kind of scrambling and they don't know what to do while they're going through the things that their family is facing. So when we can provide them just a simple meal, they're extremely grateful.
Well, it's a great way to think about ways folks can support you guys, because that is a humbling thing. A lot of people like to cook. And you can kind of combine that with philanthropy, is what you're sort of saying. Like, hey, I love cooking, and I could do that for somebody who really could use a break.
And yeah, absolutely.
So that's one way people can support you on a volunteer. And then in terms of describe what is available for people who want to, in addition to cooking, excuse me, people could, I know there are supplies that you go through when it comes to the kitchen. And then there's also probably, because these are buildings, and as you said, in a historic district, they probably need some upkeep. There may be people who are listening who have particular skills, carpenters, plumbers, electricity, you know, air conditioning, different things that you may need help with on your property, and they may be willing to do it at a cut rate or for free. Put the word out what you guys could use.
So we always could use paper products, so paper towels, toilet paper, those things we go through a lot, just like everyone else does in their household. And any contractors who are willing to help maybe repair floors or roof, we do have houses in Manoa, so things can leak sometimes. We're always looking for people who are willing to donate their time to help upkeep the two Ronald McDonald houses. And just if you'd like to even donate money, that's also wonderful too. You can do that through our website online at ronaldhousehawaii.org. And you can go through our Facebook page and donate. There's a lot of ways.
And anytime that you are near a McDonald's, because you guys are independent of McDonald's, but they generously provide you an opportunity to have those change donation canisters in their restaurants. And it's a startling figure. All that money stays and gets used by the Ronald McDonald houses. And what is the figure per year? Because I know it's a jaw-dropping amount of money. So people, it's like a very tangible thing. You can very easily have contributed to. What is that final number?
It is around $300,000 usually, but as McDonald's progresses, they're kind of switching to the Roundup program.
What's that?
So now not all McDonald's stores have the coin collection. Some do and some don't. A lot of the McDonald's in Hawaii have gotten upgrades to their stores. So if you buy a Happy Meal, you can round up to the nearest dollar, and that money will support Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii.
Okay.
And you are right, Dave. All of the money, so 5 cents sold per every Happy Meal, goes to Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii, and that money does stay locally here in Hawaii. But it is a small percentage of the funds we really need to keep the two houses open.
Yeah. But those change, so they're not doing the change canisters anymore? I mean, I haven't been to McDonald's in a long time.
Sure.
I used to go a lot, and I would put money in them after Gene had told me how much money you guys were raising on them. I'd be like, okay, let me make sure they still have them at some places.
So some stores in McDonald's have recently gone through an upgrade renovation. They look modern, new, and hip.
But you can't, and that doesn't fit into them.
And yeah, so they're kind of switching, as technology evolves.
Oh, because it's a debit thing. So what you're saying is that most of the purchases are being made
at the kiosk.
At those kiosks with a card.
Correct.
And that still supports you. It's just a different method, you're saying.
Of course.
It's just a different method. It doesn't change their support or whatever, I guess.
Exactly.
But how would people know it's there?
So after they purchase their order, it says, would you like to round up to the nearest dollar?
Oh, on the screen.
On the screen for Ronald McDonald House Charities Hawaii.
I get it.
And then they just click that.
Well, let me give out your contact info. And as I do, you can think to yourself if there's any other ways that people can support you that we didn't cover yet today. You can reach out to the organization yourself, donate online, as Michelle was saying, or learn more about other ways you could support them or their services for vulnerable folks at ronaldhousehawaii.org. You can give them a call, too, 973-5683. You can send an email to our guest, and that would be michellew@rmhchawaii.org, or there's a contact form at their website, too, for other online inquiries. And you can get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. We've been speaking today with Michelle Willard from Ronald McDonald House Hawaii. She's their public relations and marketing senior manager. Other things that, other ways people could support you that we just didn't cover today that have popped into your head?
No, I think we covered everything, and we could not do our mission without the community. And we are truly grateful to everyone, to all of our donors and volunteers who spend a lot of hours helping seriously ill children and their families at the Ronald McDonald House.
Well, on behalf of all those folks, especially people who have to stay months there, which is really humbling, thanks for having an option for people like that so they don't just go totally bankrupt over looking after their loved one.
Thanks for having us.